Good evening, WRIU. It is time for Long Live Rock and Roll, the show that explores rock and roll in all its forms. I'm your host, Jake, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to headbang through punk, thrash, through metal, vibe to new wave, and help you build up your new favorite playlist. It's a fantastic show we got playing for you guys tonight for Long Live Rock and Roll. Of course, it is Radiothon Week for those of you guys that know the station. It is our yearly event where we call and we ask our dedicated listeners to help this college nonprofit radio station get some funding. Non-commercial, we don't play commercials, we don't have sponsors, we need great people like you guys. If you have anything in you to donate, much appreciated. If you don't want to, don't have the money to, that's totally fine. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the music. If you do want to donate, you can do it online. This is the easiest way to do it. I would recommend you, and I don't have anybody in here answering phones to take down donations for me. So if you want to donate to the show on behalf of Long Live Rock and Roll or whatever other DG you like on WRIU, if you're listening on WRIU.org, if you go to the top of the website, there should be a Radiothon tab. You click that drop-down link, and you'll see the Donate Online link. It'll bring you to the URI Foundation site. Our goal is $20,000. We're at $960 right now. So if you want to help us out, it'd be much appreciated. On behalf of myself and all our other DJs, thank you so much for considering donating. You listening, taking time out of your day to hear our crazy songs and our crazy opinions, more than enough. I might mention that one or two more times throughout the show, but you know what we do here. We're here to talk about the music, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to kick it off with one of the quintessential bangers, mainstays here at Long Live Rock and Roll, the one and only giants of the 2000s music scene, the one and only Linkin Park, going with a cut off their second studio album from 2003, Meteora. Of course, those first two records, Meteora and Hybrid Theory, are quintessential listening for young kids in the 2000s. New metal, rap, alternative rock, alternative metal. This was not a single, but there were five singles on this record. Somewhere I Belong, Faint, Numb, probably my favorite Linkin Park track, From the Inside, and Breaking the Habit. So some great classic tracks you'd hear them perform on any tour. Of course, you got Mike Shinoda on the co-lead and the rap vocals, sounding a little cheesy as always, but still he's a quintessential part of the band's sound. Joe Hahn on the turntables, which are pretty prominent on this track. Dave Phoenix Farrell on bass guitar. Brad Delson on lead guitar. Rob Borden on the drums. And of course, the late, great Chester Bennington, one of the greatest rock vocalists of all time. And you can really hear him in those pained wails on this one. Just what a legend this man was. This is the track Lying From You by Linkin Park off Meteor. This is the lineup of Linkin Park. I appreciate them still being around, doing what they're doing now. Emily's cool and all, but there'll really only be one Linkin Park, and that's with Chester at the front of it. This is the track Lying From You. It's track number 4 on the album Meteor from 2003, and tonight on the Radiothon episode of Long Live Rock and Roll number 229, it's track number 1. I'll see you guys after for the Old Mervs, the Standells, and Spirit World. Stay tuned, guys.
Anywhere! from me. Like this, this isn't what I wanted to be. I never thought that what I said would have you running from me. Like this, this isn't what I wanted to be. I never thought that what I said would have you running from me. Like this, this isn't what I wanted to be. I never thought that what I said would have you running from me. Like this, no turning back now.
I wanna be forced to sign, so let me go.
Lying From You, Linkin Park, off the album Meteora from 2003. Genuinely one of the first bands I remember falling in love with as a kid. I think it literally went Elvis, The Beatles, and Linkin Park. Lovely. If I close my eyes, I can think about sitting in a dark theater in 2007 hearing Optimus Prime talk with Linkin Park starting to play underneath them off their third album, Minutes to Midnight, from 2007. I love Linkin Park. Anyways, this is Long Live Rock and Roll. How you guys doing out there? This is Jake coming at you from the URI Campus Memorial Union Building, doing my episode of Long Live Rock and Roll number 229 in here till 11 tonight. It's the Radiothon episode, so if you got a little bit to spare, it's much appreciated. Every bit counts. If you can't, no worries, sit back, dig on some new music. Going to Perth, Australia for this one right here with the band The Old Mervs. They put out some EPs, some singles, but they just dropped their debut album, a bit of indie rock and folk with some power pop underneath it. Their debut record, The Old Mervs, is out now. And I didn't really know what to expect going in. Wasn't too familiar with these guys at the offset, but at the end set, these guys had me locked in. It's pretty simple sounding, just going for that la-la-la chorus, but I'm a sucker for it if it's done well, and these guys do it totally well. This little indie duo from Australia, they won me over in about 30 seconds, and I think they'll do the same for you guys. Track number two tonight, Changing Gears, up early already. We got some light stuff, and we got some heavy stuff coming later. So stay tuned, it's going to be a full Long Live Rock and Roll spectacle for tonight. Here's What You've Lost by The Old Mervs off their brand new album of the same name. It's Mervs, M-E-R-V. We got the Standells, Spirit World, Gang of Four, and the Murder Capital coming up next. It's Long Live Rock and Roll. It's Old Mervs with What You've Lost.
I miss everything about you. Laying in your sheets and getting drunk in your arms and finding plenty ways around you. I'll see you in the streets, you carry on, I'll hide in my car. Did you lose her, or are you moving too fast? Did you see it, or are you just confusing love? Did you see it, or are you just confused in love?
What You've Lost, the Old Mervs. This is Long Live Rock and Roll on 90.3 FM WRIU Kingston. How you guys doing out there tonight? You guys doing all right? I hope all the students out there on campus are having an all right semester. It's weird being out of college for almost a year. Certain things I'm completely out of the loop on, but it sounds like everyone's having an all right academic year so far. I hope you guys are doing all right. Everyone else out there in the job world, the real world, the scary place, hope you guys are doing what you're doing all right. Hope you guys are feeling good, feeling fine, and ready to kick back, relax, and listen to some music and feel fine. This is Long Live Rock and Roll. Track number three, we have an old garage band from the 60s. I love proto-punk bands from the 60s, that garage rock era of music, bands like the Stooges, the MC5, and the Troggs. I love Getting Lost. There's a million bands you can find from this time, like the Fabulous Wailers, and of course, one of my all-time favorites, the Sonics. We're going with the Standells. You definitely know them for the track Dirty Water. You might not even know the whole song, but that opening guitar riff, the dun-dun-dun, everyone knows that track. Another member of that band just passed away, unfortunately. Larry Tamblyn, the keyboardist for the band, passed away at 82. And they're not a band that I think everybody knows, but still, they're pretty much kind of quoted in that evolution of rock. At that time, there was the British invasion, psychedelic stuff was starting to happen, and there was that garage stuff. So alongside Bubblegum, these guys were coming up, and it was really interesting stuff they were doing. I definitely recommend looking at the compilation, The Very Best of the Standells, to get exactly a handle on their catalog. We're going to go with their first album from 1966, a fusion of garage rock and some psychedelic rock elements. You can also hear in the vocal delivery a little bit of soul as well. This is the track Medication. It's off their album Dirty Water from 1966. From L.A., it's the Standells, track number three of the night. Stay tuned, we're jumping forward to the modern day, one of our Songs to Scare Mom segments of the week with one of my favorite bands going right now, Spirit World. We also got Gang of Four, The Murder Capital, and one of my favorite underground blues artists, the Reverend Deadeye. Stay tuned for all that and more. This is Long Live Rock and Roll. It's Radiothon Week. If you want to donate, check us out on WRIU.org under the Radiothon tab. Follow the prompts. And great people like you, you help make this possible. So thank you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the music. Here it is. It's Medication. It's the Standells. Read your directions before you try it.
What other girls don't do.
Medication, the Standells, rest in peace, Larry Tamblyn. There's a few other members of that band that have passed away over the years. I'd say probably their big last moment with big fame was when they played the track Dirty Water. I think it was when the Sox were in the World Series in 2004, 2003. My dad's probably throwing his fist in the air, cursing the Red Sox, come from a big Yankees household. But still, great band right there. The Standells, that was the track Medication, 1966. Dirty Water was the album. That's the big hit they have as well. Moving on, changing gears, one of my favorite bands going is Spirit World. These guys are such a fascinating concoction of musicians. On the outset, when you hear them, definitely you can hear death and thrash metal in their influence, as well as hardcore and groove metal, but also, especially if you listen to their early demos and EPs, cowpunk and western country music. So a really interesting infusion of influences. Over the last few years, they really started blowing up. Their second album that came out back in, I think, 2022, Death Western, was one of my favorite records of that year. And then I was lucky enough last year, or I think it was, might have been 2 years ago at this point, seeing them on tour. They were on tour with, who am I thinking of? It was a great show. Sepultura was on the tour. It was the Clash of the Titans tour. Sepultura was there. It was a really, really fantastic show. We saw them in Worcester. And they've been on tour ever since this record came out, and they've been recording, coming up with some new material. They dropped their third album recently called Hell Dorado. These guys from Las Vegas, Nevada. And they've expanded their sound palette a little bit. There's some ballads on here. There's some lighter stuff. But still, there's some stuff that's just as heavy. Tries out some experimental things. I don't think everyone's going to be satisfied with this record. I think diehard fans might be a little disappointed at the shift in sound. But still, I appreciate what they're trying to do here. I really like it. And it might not be my favorite album they've made, but still, I definitely believe that they are still on an upwards trajectory, and I can see them doing some great things. So keep your ears tuned to Spirit World. They got a brand new album out right now called Hell Dorado. This is the track Western Stars and the Apocalypse, a single they dropped in preparation for this album coming out. It's Hell Dorado with the album Spirit World out now. This is the track Western Stars and the Apocalypse. It's Long Live Rock and Roll, the Radiothon Week special. We got some great music coming up. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. That's a little taste of that album right there. Western Stars and the Apocalypse, Spirit World, off their brand new album, Hell Dorado, out now. Jogged my memory. It was the Clash of the Titans tour back in 2023. It was a co-headlining tour between Creator and Sepultura, as well as Death Angel, one of my favorite underrated thrash metal bands, as well as Spirit World as the openers. And I had listened to that album beforehand, their second album, Death Western, and to see them play live was awesome. I love the costumes they wear, their outfits, so sick. Definitely give those guys some love if you can. Moving on, track number 5 this episode is Blowin' By. Leeds, England, a bit of post-punk, a bit of industrial, a bit of electronic, and a bit of dance and funk. You can really hear the inspiration for bands like Franz Ferdinand and what they took from bands like this. Talking about Gang of Four, of course, revolutionary band, 1979, their debut album, a bit of post-punk, a bit of dance punk, a bit of art punk and funk, the album Entertainment, one of the legendary second wave punk albums. We're not playing from that, though. We're going a little bit further in their discography. Their sixth album from 1995, Shrink Wrapped. 30th anniversary coming up on this record pretty soon. And it's not the most beloved album in their catalog, but I think it is seriously an underrated record. I was just listening to some of the mixes off the brand new reissue they were doing, and I was impressed, actually. I think there's some really cool stuff about this album. Definitely give it another look if you kind of skipped over this one. I can see not really feeling past that first album and the Yellow EP, but man, Gang of Four put some respect on the name. They have some stuff behind them that really inspired a lot of the bands that came after them. And you can still hear that in this, even with those industrial elements in here. Really impressive stuff. This is the track Better Him Than Me. About 20 years into their career, Gang of Four showing they still had some life in them. And they were still touring up until pretty recently. They might still be out on the road, honestly. Better Him Than Me. It's Gang of Four. This is Long Live Rock and Roll. Track number 5 off the Shrink Wrapped album. We got the Murder Capital, we got Reverend Deadeye and the Broken Spirits, Hellstar and Modern English. Coming up next, it's Long Live Rock and Roll. It's Gang of Four in 3, 2... We'll be right back. Better him than me, Gang of Four. Post-punk, industrial, electronic, and dance funk. A little bit of art rock in there for good measure. Better him than me off the album Shrink-Wrapped. Moving on to track number six. Keeping that post-punk, adding in a little bit more indie. Post-punk revival, probably more the better way to put it. It's the band The Murder Capital from Dublin, Ireland. Been going strong the past few years. Played some stuff by them on the show before. GG's Recovery was an album that I dug back in 2023. Their brand new album, Blindness, their third studio album, is out now. You got James McGovern, the front piece of the band, on vocals. Damien Tuitt on guitars, as well as Cathal Roper on guitar. Gabriel Pascal Blake on bass. And Dermood Brennan on drums. This track right here is called Death of a Giant. One of the shorter tracks on the record, but man, I really enjoyed it. And I think if you dig this one, check out their past material. I think you'll find some things you'll enjoy. We got The Reverend Deadeye, one of my favorite tracks on the show, coming up next. We got Hellstar, Modern English, and some Tennessee Hardcore with Take the Shot. Stay tuned for all that and more. This is Long Live Rock and Roll. This is The Murder Capital with Death of a Giant. Hope you guys are digging the show. Don't forget, it's Radiothon Week. If you can donate, I'd appreciate it. If you can't, sit back, relax. We got some great music coming your way. It's Long Live Rock and Roll on 90.3 FM WRIU Kingston. This is The Murder Capital. This is Death of a Giant.
Black horse in the center of the street, marching solemnly in grief, while the lithy leaves its sleep. Young band marching slowly on their feet, the chemist sings to the whole street, while the shining moves beneath, yeah. It was the death of a giant, death of a giant. It was the death of a giant, the death of a giant.
That track was Death of a Giant by The Murder Capital. Part of that song was inspired by the band actually watching the funeral procession happen for Shane McGowan of the Pogues. As I said, they're from Dublin, Ireland, so you can imagine Death of a Giant truly is an understatement when it comes to someone from the Pogues in the eyes of Dublinites. This is Long Live Rock and Roll. That was The Murder Capital with Death of a Giant off their album Blindness. This next artist is super interesting. If you guys have heard of him before, you have my respect. I'm talking about the Reverend Deadeye. A bit of a hellfire and brimstone blues preacher. He's got a bit of sludge in his sound, a bit of swamp rock, a bit of garage rock, and a bit of gospel. This song came out in 2010 with his band, The Broken Spirits, off their album Ghost Rock Spirituals. I think it was his second or third release overall. And the studio version's fine. I love the live performance that he does with the Broken Spirits at the Blues Rules Festival in 2011. There's something about how the guitar tone, the drums, and his voice translate to a live performance that are excellent. But he's got this charisma on stage that's so palpable. He's got this cutting, throaty voice. And for a while, I didn't even know the name of the song. I found it through this live performance from a video documentary about the Reverend Deadeye. And I thought the song was called Morning Hollow. And I didn't really find the actual name, because this is the only live performance you can find of this track. And I was just looking it up through the Reverend Deadeye. I didn't think to look at it from just the Broken Spirits, because he only released this song a studio way with the band The Broken Spirits. The track is called Moan and Holler, which, I mean, if you listen to the song, that's pretty obvious. I just heard him wrong. And I love this track. He has some other albums out you can find online. Definitely listen to the guy if you can. As I said, he's got that fire and brimstone dark gospel sound to him with some blues, some sludgy swamp rock, and some garage rock. This is from the Blues Rules Festival back in 2011. It's the Reverend Deadeye and his Broken Spirits. Spare a shilling if you can. It's Long Live Rock and Roll. It's Radiothon Week here at WRIU. Hope you guys are enjoying the good music. This is Moan and Holler by Reverend Deadeye and his Broken Spirits. We got Hellstar, Modern English, Take the Shot, and Big Star coming up next. I'll see you September girls later.
Oh, then holler!
Moan and holler, Reverend Deadeye and his broken spirits. If you want to find the full video of that, you can find it online on YouTube. Check out Rev Deadeye and his broken spirits, Blues Rules 2011, if you want to find the exact performance of that one. I'm sorry if I restarted that one. We're having a little bit of a technical issue in the studio. I don't know if you guys can hear the static going on, but I'm hearing it pretty loud and clear in our speakers in the studio, but that might just be our hardware, if you guys are hearing it fine over the air. Cool, awesome. Anyways, let's go to Houston, Texas. Here, it's beautiful this time of year. We got the band Hellstar. Legendary, influential, heavy metal, power metal, and doom metal band. Got a brand new album coming out this year. Their 11th studio album called Devil's Masquerade. It's good to hear Hellstar back in tip-top fighting shape. This track is sick. I'm just glad to hear him putting out music at all. This is the track Seek Out Your Sins. It's called Hellstar. I'm just swapping in another aux cable for my laptop because I'm thinking maybe it's what I'm using. And if I'm crazy, I might be. I am hosting a radio show anyways, so I have to be a little crazy. We got the band Modern English coming up after this. We got Take the Shot, Big Star, and Japanese Breakfast. So a couple different sound textures coming your way tonight. It's a pretty different episode of Long Live Rock and Roll. But I hope you guys are enjoying the music we're playing. This is the track Seek Out Your Sins. It's Hellstar. This is Long Live Rock and Roll. If you guys dig it, check these guys out. Tell them Jake sent you. It's Hellstar with Seek Out Your Sins right here, right now on this Radiothon weeknight. Seek Out Your Sins, Hellstar. Awesome track right there. This is Long Live Rock and Roll on 90.3 FM, WRIU Kingston. Next up, we got the band Modern English. And of course, everyone's thinking, oh, he's going to play Melt with you. Of course, Modern English 1982, off their second studio album, After the Snow. And, I mean, that is a masterpiece of a song. Maybe the greatest one-hit wonder of all time. But going with a little bit more down the line, going with their fourth studio album, came out a few years later, 1986, Stop Start. Very interesting timeline for a band. Their first album, Before After the Snow, Mesh and Lace, 1981, of course, Mesh and Lace, of one of the lyrics in Melt With You, was a little bit more of a post-punk and gothic rock album, more in the vein of Bauhaus, before they had that fluke, big pop crossover hit. And the rest of their career was kind of shaped, kind of chasing that dragon. And they kind of hit that a few times. They didn't really get much radio play after Melt With You. But they have some really solid, deep diamonds in the rough tracks. And this is one of those. This is the track Ink and Paper off their fourth album, Stop and Start, from 1986, from Colchester, Essex, England. It's the band Modern English. I'll stop the world and listen to them any day. It's Ink and Paper. It's Modern English. We got Take the Shot, Big Star, Japanese Breakfast, and L7 coming up in a little bit. This is Long Live Rock, and I hope you guys dig what we're playing tonight. See you after this one. Ink and Paper, Modern English off stop start. This is Long Live Rock and Roll on 90.3 FM WRIU Kingston. I love giving you guys new up and coming artists, and these guys are making waves out in Tennessee. It's the band Take the Shot, a bit of metallic hardcore. Just dropped their first EP called No Moral Code. This is the track Your Neck. It's got a great groove to it. I hope you guys get aggressive out there in the pit. I want to see some motion, guys. This is the track, Your Neck, off No Moral Code. It's Take the Shot. If you guys love hardcore and DIY stuff, hope you guys keep listening. We got some more great music coming up of all different kinds. We got some power pop and folk with Big Star coming up next. Some dream pop and experimental pop with Japanese Breakfast. Some grunge and alternative metal with L7. And some mathcore, some emo, some alt-rock with the Callous Dow Boys. I don't know, that track's a bit of a curveball. Their sound changes pretty drastically in that track if you've heard of them before. So stay tuned, we got more to talk about later. This is Your Neck by Take the Shot off No Moral Code. Check it out, guys. Your Neck, Take the Shot. Great stuff right there off the EP, No Moral Code. Next up, we're talking about four boys from Memphis, Tennessee. Also Tennessee, kind of a coincidence right there. Very different style of music, power pop and a bit of folk. We got Jody Stevens on the drums, Andy Hummel on the bass, Chris Bell on guitar and vocals, and Alex Chilton himself of the Box Tops on guitar and vocals. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Big Star, with their debut 1972 album, Number One Record. No skip album from Feel to In the Street to the India Song to When My Baby's Beside Me, Give Me Another Chance, Watch the Sunrise, and all the other cuts on this one. It is a seminal album in power pop and underground rock music. Legendary band, legendary album. One of the greatest records of all time. This track's a bit of a softer one. You can kind of chalk it up to a couple different meanings. You can view it as one of the greatest anti-war songs ever made. I think if Chilton wrote this when he was still with the Box Tops, this would have been another number one hit for them right up there with The Letter. This is The Ballad of El Goodo. It's by Big Star off their album, Number One Record from 1972. We got some great stuff coming your way. Japanese Breakfast, L7, The Callous Dow Boys, and The Alan Parsons Project, one of my old favorites. Stay tuned for all that and more. This is Long Live Rock and Roll. This is Big Star, The Ballad of El Goodo.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It's so hard in times like now to hold on. The guns that wait to be stuck by at my side is gone. And there ain't no
trying hard against strong odds. It gets so hard in times like now to hold on. Will I fall if I don't fight? And at my side is God.
Great stuff right there. The Ballad of El Goodo, big star off their album, number one record from 1972. Definitely throw us a couple shillings if you guys enjoy what we're doing here on Long Live Rock and Roll and WRIU, non-commercial radio, the embodiment, the sonic embodiment of independent spirit. That's what we are here at WRIU. Like I said before, if you want to donate, go to the WRIU.org page, check out the Radiothon tab, navigate through the prompts that you'll find on our URI Foundation page, and donate whatever amount you can possibly give us. We'd really appreciate it. If you can't, as I said before, no worries. All right, I'm not going to be too annoying about it. We got some great music to get to before we sign off tonight, so I'm not going to let it linger any longer. Next up, we got Japanese Breakfast. Their brand new album's out right now. They hail from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dropped their brand new fourth studio album, a blend of dream pop, shoegaze, indie rock, and chamber and experimental pop. The album is called For Melancholy Brunettes and Sag Girls. I think that's my target audience here with Long Live Rock and Roll. That and my dad. Hi, Dad. Hope you like this one. This track's called Picture Window. Some really great vocals with this one right here. It is a solo project of Michelle Zauner, and she's got some touring musicians with her as well. But Michelle is definitely the nucleus of the band, and she's certainly very talented. We played her a few times before on the show. She's always welcome back with open arms here on Long Live Rock and Roll. This is the track Picture Window. It's by Japanese Breakfast, one of the slower ones on the show. Kind of goes hand in hand with that big Star Trek. We're going to pick it up in a minute, though, with L7. Doing a track that you might know more from The Prodigy doing a rendition of it. We got the Callous Dow Boys after that, as well as the APP, Alan Parsons Project, and one of my favorites, grunge and sludge metal progenitors, the Melvins. So a lot of fun music coming, all different shapes and sizes and sound textures. That's what we do here at Long Live Rock and Roll, a bit of musical whiplash, ain't that right? Here it is, Picture Window by Japanese Breakfast. Certainly be committed. Picture Window, Japanese Breakfast, great track right there. Gonna amp it up a little bit next. We got L7 from LA, fourth studio album by these guys from 1997. What an interesting album title right here called Hungry for Stink is the track Fuel My Fire. As I said, you guys might know the Prodigy's cover of this track, Fuel My Fire. Put it out a little bit later. It's off their 1997 album, The Fat of the Land. Fat of the Land, probably their biggest release, I would say, their third studio album. It's got Firestarter on there and Smack My Expletive Up, their biggest tracks. We're talking about L7, a bit of an underrated band, in my opinion. I think some people think that L7 covered it from The Prodigy, but The Prodigy, L7 did it first. As I said, both 1997, this is their album, Hungry for Stink, from L.A., and this is the track Fuel My Fire. It's a bit of an aggressive one. Got that grunge and alternative metal feeling, but it's really sick. Really cool. Got the Callous Dow Boys, Alan Parsons Project, Melvins. And who we got after that? We got the Horrors coming, so stay tuned for all that and more. This is Long Live Rock and Roll with Fuel My Fire by L7.
I'm
Fuel My Fire, L7, off Hungry for Stink. I said before, it's from 1997. It's actually from 1994. I was thinking another album that came after this, Beauty Process. That was from 1997. Another fun fact about this track, it's actually based off the Cosmic Psychos song, Lost Cause. So check that one out. Maybe I'll play that one in the future as well. But interestingly, next up, Changing Gears, Musical Whiplash is the name of the game. These guys are known for their heavy mathcore, emo, and alternative metal tracks. We're talking about the Callous Dow Boys. But they're changing their style up a little bit. This track has a bit more of a 2000s alternative rock sound to it, in the vein of some stuff that maybe the Chili Peppers were doing in the mid-2000s, like Other Side, kind of not like late 90s, early 2000s sounds. So we're going to see. I think hardcore fans might not really understand what they're going for here. This is off their brand new album, I Don't Want to See You in Heaven. It's coming out later this year. Atlanta, Georgia is where these guys are from. The Callous Dow Boys. I was a huge fan of their last album. It was heavy, it was weird, it was all over the place. Definitely felt like a modern Dillinger escape plan. I'm all for bands stretching their legs, trying out some new things. Let's see if this is going to be just the outlier or if this will be the new sound direction for the band. I think it's pretty cool, but I don't know if I want the entire album to sound like this. We'll see. I want to see a little bit more of a maturation in sound based off what they were doing before, but I have no problem with them trying out stuff like this on the occasion. It's Lemon, brand new track by the Callous Dow Boys.
And she asked if I was doing that band thing. Still, I always finish what I start, but I guess it's been almost a decade of this. I know I never speak to you that way. Hey. So I hope I never speak to you again. I can't recall your
Your taste is so much better than the cold. I should have been
Lemon. Callous Dowboy's great track right there. This is Long Live Rock and Roll on 90.3 FM WRIU Kingston. Hope you guys are digging the show so far. It's the Radiothon Week special. Nothing super special about the track list. I was just playing some songs that have been in my head recently. But this one, a bit of a special one to me when I was really branching out, growing to listen to some music. I mean, really, I was just, when I say branching out, I would just say probably growing up and discovering older music. This was one that I always listened to with my parents. Alan Parsons Project, band from London, bit of progressive rock, a bit of art rock, a bit of progressive pop and soft rock, and shades of disco as well. Primarily Alan Parsons and Eric Wolfson. Alan Parsons on the production, the engineering, the programming, the composition, vocals, keyboards, and guitars. Wolfson on the composition, lyrics, piano, keyboards, vocals, and executive production, with some contributors like Andrew Powell, Ian Berenson, David Pack, Richard Cottle, David Patton, Stuart Tosh, and a bunch of other studio musicians and just other people that were active in the music scene at the time. Had some really cool stuff in the early 70s. iRobot, 1977, great track. Like, I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You came off that one, but that was their second album. We're going a little bit later. It was a single, 1980, their fifth studio album, The Turn of a Friendly Card, maybe their biggest song, Games People Play, the second single off this album. This has been one that's always been in my head. I love the harmonies, I love the production of it, the drums are sick. There's just something about this one, such an earworm that I keep coming to time and time again. I might not always be listening to Alan Parsons, but this one and Wouldn't Want to Be Like You have a place in my musical scrapbook. That's how I'll put it. Games People Play, Alan Parsons Project, a great throwback track, 1980 off the album, The Return of a Friendly Car. We got the Melvins, we got the Horrors, we've got Isles and Glaciers, and we have, who else do we have coming up? The Dolly Rods, one from Dad, a suggestion from him we got coming down the pipeline. Stay tuned. Hope you guys dig it. Long live rock and roll. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. on repeat all day long. Games People Play, Alan Parsons Project from 1980. If you didn't know, he's a pretty accomplished engineer and producer in his own right. I'd say most famously did some work with the Beatles on a little album called Abbey Road, as well as Pink Floyd with Dark Side of the Moon. So pretty accomplished. And that's some great music that he made on his own as well. Even up until the modern day, 2019, he put out a record that was a pretty extensive reworking of some stuff from the past. He put out an album a few years ago under the Alan Parsons Project name, so that's really cool. Still kicking it. Games People Play. Anyways, next up, another band that's still kicking it. Extremely proclaimed. A little bit more underground than some of their contemporaries like Nirvana, but still put out a bunch of material, inspired a ton of people. Necessary in the evolution of heavier music. We're talking about the Melvins. A bit of sludge metal, a bit of experimental rock and grunge. Have a brand new album coming out soon called Thunderball from Washington. It is their 28th album. It's the Melvins. Of course, we're talking about El Buzzo with the Melvins. King of Rome, their brand new track. Feast your ears on it. It's pretty sick. Hope you guys dig it. Featuring Void Mains, Ni Martes, and Ni Matris. It is the Melvins. 1983 is kind of a subtitle they're going off of for this project, but it's their new album called Thunderball. This is the track King of Rome. So stay tuned. We got some more Melvin stuff coming at some point down the road. They did a collaboration album with Napalm Death a few months back that was just released physically. I haven't put out the digital version of that yet, so when we get our hands on that, we'll play that on the show as well. So it's going to be a Melvin's-y 2025, I'm thinking. Anyways, without further ado, it's their track King of Rome by the Melvins, our 16th track of the show. We got more music coming up. We got Isles and Glaciers, The Horrors. We have Dolly Rots and Billy Cobb. A lot of great music coming your way. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
He doesn't understand.
The Melvins, King of Rome, great track right there. This is Long Live Rock and Roll on 90.3 FM WRIU Kingston. This next one, if you guys are at all into the 2000s era of emo music, a bit of scene, a bit of post-hardcore stuff, you might know the Project Isles and Glaciers. They were a super group that had a bunch of different artists. Most notably, I mean, there's some controversial artists in this band that they've done some things in recent years that might not make them super popular now, but bands like Dance Gavin Dance, Amorosa, people like that, Johnny Craig from that band, Vic and Mike Fuentes from Pierce the Veil, Nick Martin, who's in a couple projects, Brian Southall, Craig Owens, Matt Goddard. So Isles and Glaciers, kind of a super group from 2000s post-hardcore Vans Warped Tour style music. So, you know, maybe not the most longevity in this band, but this one record they put out, The Hearts of Lonely People, really fascinating. It's a bit dated. You can tell this is from 2010. But still, I'm pretty impressed by it, especially for just the sheer number of vocals and styles they try to put into this. I think it's cool. They only performed one show at South by Southwest, so that's pretty cool. But just seeing Johnny Craig, Craig Owens, and Vic Fuentes all singing together, that's such a cool idea. Even if some of these artists have some issues and some controversies, just taking this as a landmark kind of in that scene's pretty cool. So this is the track, Hills Like White Elephants by Isles and Glaciers, off their album, The Hearts of Lonely People, a 2010 timepiece. We got a few more tracks left. Stay tuned. We got The Horrors coming down the pipeline. We also got The Dolly Rots, Billy Cobb, and Cigarettes After Sex. I'll see you guys after this one.
Never once, never, no, baby.
hills, the like white elephants, aisles, and glaciers off the album, The Hearts of Lonely People. Really interesting stuff right there. Speaking of interesting, we got some goth, some shoegaze, some garage rock, and some neo-psychedelia with The Horrors. Got their sixth album out right now from Southend and C, Essex, England. Nightlife is the name of the album. It's the band The Horrors. And I've been seeing the singles and tracks come out for this one for a little bit now. The Horrors, one of the more underrated UK kind of post-punky garage rock bands to crop up in the last 20 years. But they have some good stuff. And this album's solid. Might not be everyone's cup of tea, but this one is one I really dig. It's called Trial by Fire. It's off their brand new album, Nightlife. It's The Horrors. This is the album. I mean, this is the track, Trial by Fire. We got a few more tracks to go. Hope you guys are digging the show. Like I said, if you're in the mood to donate, if you're feeling gracious, we greatly appreciate it. Check our website, WRU.org. Find the Radiothon tab. Navigate the prompt. Bingo, bang, we've helped keep commercial radio alive, and God bless you for it. But anyways, if you're just listening for the music, God bless you for that, too. This is Trial by Fire by The Horrors. We got some more music coming up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Trial by Fire. Cool stuff right there. The Horrors off their brand new album, Nightlife. Next up, though, you guys definitely know this track. You might not know the artist, but if you're familiar kind of with that Fat Records, Fat Mike, NoFX style of punk music, also kind of that Lil Stevens underground garage sound of music, in between those two, you might find the Dolly Rots. This is a cover they put out back in 2017, I'd assume around the time the originator of this track passed away. It was also featured on a compilation they put out back in 2022 called Down the Rabbit Hole from Sarasota, Florida. Bit of punk, a bit of pop, and a bit of rock. It's the Dolly Rots doing their rendition of Tom Petty's classic off his first album with the Heartbreakers called American Girl. And of course, Petty's version will never be beaten, but these guys do a solid job. This one's for you, Dad. You recommended it, so I needed a spot on the show with the track, so pulled it off the bench, put it on the starting lineup. This one's for you. It's called American Girl. It's by the Dolly Rots. Hope you guys like it. We got Billy Cobb and Cigarettes After Sex coming up next. It's Long Live Rock and Roll. American Girl, the Dolly Rots. My dad really digs that one. Personally, I think it's a solid cover. I'm going to be honest, I don't really dig the vocals in that one very much. I think it's fine. I think they have a great chemistry there between the two vocalists on there. The production makes it sound a little tinny. I like the instrumentals, though. That really wins me over, and they have a lot of energy on the choruses. So it does its part, and I think the last minute of that cover is genuinely really solid. So it grew on me. I can see why my dad likes it. This track, I think some people might have that reaction. They might not like this one. They might think this guy's voice is a little strange. They might find the subject matter a little strange. But that's Billy Cobb for you. YouTube musician Billy Cobb is who we're playing next on the show. A bit of alternative rock, a bit of emo. It's a bit of a comedic track. This is off his upcoming album, The Perpetual State of Billy Cobb. He's put out about 48 different albums and EPs. This is looking to be his 49th project between 2016 and now. So he's ridiculously prolific. I compare him to my buddy Jack Downey for anybody in the scene. He's always just putting out really great, consistently fantastic music. I put Billy on this on the same tier as Jack, if I can gas my friends up. But this is a little track called All My Favorite Comedians Are Dead. So if you're a fan of comics, if you like Richard Pryor, George Carlin, stuff like that, you're going to hear some fun names dropped in here, but I just generally think there's a lot of heart to this one. He put a visual music video out for it that has a lot of really fun scenes from movies and stand-up that kind of will tug at your heartstrings if you grew up watching a lot of stand-up comedians like me. So really fun, put-together track that at first seems kind of goofy, but he wins you over with his earnestness in the vocal. The earnesty in this really shines through. And that's what I enjoy with Billy Cobb. Even from his fan-made Weezer project that he's done before, like Zerwe, you can tell he just really enjoys what he does, and you just kind of feed off that energy. So that's why I'm recommending it, and I'm playing him today. This is All My Favorite Comedians Are Dead, the brand new single by Billy Cobb off his upcoming album, The Perpetual State of Billy Cobb. We got two tracks left to go. We'll be bowing out after that. Hope you guys are digging what we're doing on the show today. This is Long Live Rock and Roll on 90.3 FM, WRU Kingston. We got the Graveyard Shift coming up after this. Stay tuned. Here it is, All My Favorite Comedians Are Dead by Billy Cobb.
Buster Keaton was a stuntman playing games with his life. Groucho Marx brought all the slapstick when the talkies arrived. That Mel Blanc had all the voices, yeah, no two were alike. Don Rickles showed you love with words that skinned you alive. Andy Kaufman was an enigma, no one knew what to think. Norm Macdonald brought you news with smug retorts of reality. Chris Farley brought the party while John Candy brought the heart. George Carlin was a rebel blending comedy with smarts. All my favorite comedians are dead and it was said they live forever. Now the joke's on them, they'll never tell their jokes again. All my favorite comedians are dead and it was said they live forever. Now the joke's on them, they'll never tell their jokes again. Jim Henson was a mastermind of puppets and art. Graham Chapman was King Arthur, a messiah and a god. Sam Kinison was rowdy, he would scream out his lungs. Rodney Dangerfield had eyes that made you spit out your tongue. Leslie Nelson was so serious, yeah, surely you knew. Lucille Ball was making history with a sitcom or two. With Charlie Chaplin and Bob Hope. All my favorite comedians are dead and it was said they live forever. Now the joke's on them, they'll never tell their jokes again. All my favorite comedians are dead and it was said they live forever. Now the joke's on them, they'll never tell their jokes again. All my favorite comedians are dead and it was said they live forever. Now the joke's on them.
Bit of a silly one to play, but I really enjoyed that one. All My Favorite Comedians Are Dead, Billy Cobb. Might just be overly sensitive, but that part where he hits that high note and goes Larry, Curly, and Moe started tugging at my heartstrings. I might have just watched a little bit too much Three Stooges when I was a kid. I'll always be a curly boy. Anyways, Cigarettes After Sex, a bit of a change in tone. This is a bit more of an emotional side of things. Ambient pop, shoegaze, slowcore. Dream, Indie, my girlfriend likes these guys, dropped their third album recently from El Paso, Texas. That's where these guys are from. Their album X came out in 2024. This is the track Silver Sable. And on the front, sounds like an emotional breakup ballad, but it's actually about the old Marvel Comics swimsuit issues. This is about the superheroine, anti-hero Super Sable. There's probably some deeper meanings, but it's funny just when you hear him say the issue number that it's from, you just kind of get taken out of it. Kind of a silly song when you mine into it, but on the front, very touching ballad. Here it is, Silver Sable, Cigarettes After Sex. We got one more track after this from one of my favorite bands, the Fratellis. Stay tuned, it's going to be a fun one. Silver Sable, Cigarettes After Sex. This is Long Live Rock and Roll on 90.3 FM. Some people are already wondering if they're going to use that song when they eventually introduce Silver Sable in the MCU. So if they do, you heard it here first. Anyways, that brings another episode of Long Live Rock and Roll to an end. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'll be back next Tuesday, same bat time, same bat channel. I want to thank these great musicians who are no longer with us but gave us such great music. Ronnie James Dio, Greg Gruber, Gary Driscoll, Cozy Powell, Jimmy Bain, Chester Bennington, Larry Tamblyn, Dick Dodd, Gary Lane, John Fleck, Andy Golly, Busta Jones, Alex Chilton, Chris Bell, Andy Hummel, Roy Casti, Ian Burstyn, Eric Watson, Gary Brooks, Leslie Lane, and Tom Petty. Last track, of course, Glasgow, Scotland. First album by these guys, one of my favorite 2000s records. We're talking Costello Music by the Fratellis. Came out back in, what is it, 2006? Yeah, 2006. I'd say Chelsea Dagger is the big single off this album, but man, you can't go wrong with any track you choose on this one. We played almost every single track off this album on the show, whether it's Henrietta, Flathead, Whistle for the Choir, For the Girl, Dog in a Bag, Vince the Lovable Stoner, Everybody Knows You Cried Last Night, Baby Fratelli, Got My Nuts from a Hippie, Old Black and Blue Eyes. It is a fantastic album. It might be a bit of a one-trick pony at times, but it is so entertaining. You can't just help but get lost up in the weird showgirl cabaret stylings of this album. It's a bit cheesy by modern standards, but I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite 2000s albums, and Creeping Up the Backstairs is another really fun one that I really enjoy. We're going to close off the show with this. Normally we go for the emotional stuff to end the show, but our Radiothon episode, we want to leave you guys off in a good mood. Whether that's a good mood to go and donate to WRU or to listen to the Graveyard Shift after this and come back next week for some more Long Live Rock and Roll, you can choose. I'll be back next week. I want to thank you guys. Like I said, I feel bad mentioning it a bunch of times. I hate asking for money, but if you guys do want to donate to WRU, keep commercial radio, non-commercial radio going, you can navigate on our WRIU.org site, the Donate Online URI Foundation link under our Radiothon tab. Brings you to how you can contribute, keep the station going, give us some extra funding. It's very appreciated. But if not, the music is free. Thank you guys for giving your time and listening. I love doing this. I'm glad there's people out there that want to listen to it. This is Creeping Up the Backstairs. It's the Fratellis off Costello Music. I'll see you guys next week.
Creeping up the backstairs, mother's nightmares, falling in the front door. My, my, coming in the window, get dressed, let's go, take a bus, car keys, bye-bye. Creeping up the backstairs, mother's nightmares, falling in the front door. My, my, coming in the window, get dressed, let's go, take a bus, car keys, bye-bye. make me feel so lonely. And my problems build up every single day. I begin to think of all the places I've been.
And everyone just loves the grass and silver cheetahs go for boys.